Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. No, because I'm going to start this off saying something that sounds duh, but I still want you to hear me because I'm going to give you a different perspective, okay? You already know, right? Like you already know that when you start infusing more of you into your content, when you start speaking more about who you are and your quirks and all of those things, and you infuse those into your content, into your brand message, that is when people start to be attracted to you, right? You have heard that. And that is the duh statement, right? I can sit here and tell you, when you infuse more of you into your messaging, people will be more magnetized to you. That is a duh statement. However, I want to talk about it from a different perspective because I don't think a lot of people really truly grasp the subconsciousness of it. And I want to talk about that today. So this is why I believe it's super important, first of all, to infuse more of you in your content. It is not because I think you need to be more authentic. I sometimes hear the word authentic and I want to barf because it's so overused. I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking that you shouldn't infuse yourself, right? That you shouldn't be authentic, but just that word of being authentic, it gets misused and it's lost its luster, right? It's lost its importance. And that's what happens when you use certain phrases over and over again. When people hear them over and over again, they lose their essence. They lose the excitement of it. This is due to having a dopamine hit when you hear it. And so that's why you can hear you are enough and it just doesn't faze you anymore because you've heard it 50 million bazillion times to where it just doesn't really land anymore. It just doesn't give you that dopamine hit that it originally gave you. And so when you are talking about showcasing more of you into your content, into your brand messaging, me telling you, you need to show up your authentic self really just doesn't resonate with you anymore. And I'm here to tell you, I understand that. I know, which is why I want to give you a different perspective other than you need to be more authentic. Right? Sorry, I'm being silly today. Here's the thing. So anytime I work with my clients on messaging or content, I always have to do this one little shift for them. And I have not had a client yet. I haven't had a single client yet who I have not had to coach them on this shift. And that is that your ideal client is already problem aware and solution aware. Let me explain. What I see a lot of my clients doing, or just entrepreneurs in general, is they approach their content from a place of, I have to convince the people I'm talking to that I have the solution they want. Now, first of all, we don't need to be convincing anyone. But second of all, how much easier would it be if your client was already solution aware? So now, instead of creating content from a place of, I have to basically explain and convince them that I have the solution to their problem, it now becomes, how can I show them that I'm the person with the solution that they are already seeking? It's so much easier when your ideal client is already solution aware and actively looking for that solution. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you were looking for a mindset coach. If you're looking for a mindset coach, you know the problem you have, and you know that the solution is mindset coaching. So there are probably millions of mindset coaches out there. Why wouldn't you just work with any old mindset coach that came along? Why wouldn't I just say, oh yeah, I know a mindset coach here, and you just pay them thousands of dollars to work with them? Because yes, they have the solution, but you need to know if you are an energetic match to them on a personal level. right? So when you're looking at someone's content, you're not looking at only, you're not only looking at the knowledge that they have, you're looking at their unique essence, their unique energy, their unique values, the way they speak about things, what they're talking about. Also, too, we love to be around people who are similar to us. Maybe, again, all this, some of this does happen subconsciously, right? But maybe you are like me, I am a parent, right? I'm a mom and a business owner, and I really value working with a coach that is also a parent because I feel like they can relate to me on a more personal level. Regardless if we ever talk about our children, regardless if I ever know anything about their children, just knowing that they're also a parent and maybe they talk about how they juggle both being a parent and being a business owner, that is really important to me. And those are the unique things that person can talk about. And those are the personal things those people can talk about. Now, I also want to state this. I'm not saying that when I'm saying go out and create content that has more of you infused, I'm not talking about going out and sharing every single thing about your life. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that when you are focusing your content more on how can I showcase that I am the best fit person for them, that me and my clients will jive really well together. When you're creating content from that place, how much easier will it be then? And this is why you wouldn't just work with any old mindset coach. You're going to work with a mindset coach that you relate to, that you resonate with on things that are other, on things other than the result that they offer. Because right now, every single mindset, I could probably throw a stone and hit 100 mindset coaches who help you overcome anxiety. That could, I literally could go online right now and say, they're like, oh, I help you overcome anxiety, or I help you live a life of your dreams. I help you live the best life possible. If all of those coaches can get me the same result, why wouldn't I just work with any old one? I wouldn't. And I also want to, I want to notice, I want to take this a little bit step further. Let's say you were out there looking for mindset coaches. How annoyed would you be if you knew, hey, I am specifically looking for a mindset coach. I know that I need mindset coaching. And so you go out there and you look at 100 different mindset coaches, and all of their content was saying things like, mindset coaching is so important. Mindset is everything. Your thoughts create your reality. If every single one of those mindset coaches were saying that, it would lose its appeal to you. They would not feel like an expert to you, right? And it would feel like they were almost trying to convince you that mindset was everything, but you already know that. So they're telling you a bunch of things that you already know. And some of you guys are doing this in your content, in your brand messaging. You're speaking, or you're wanting to attract a certain caliber of client, but then you're constantly trying to convince that client, as well as telling that client everything they already know and they've already heard from 100 other coaches or consultants or strategists or whatever. This can work for anyone. It can even work for hairdressers, right? It can work for anyone. I just want you to see that. So this is the mindset shift I have to give my clients all the time, is that what if you were speaking to someone who was already solution aware? What if you were speaking to someone who's, yep, I already want your offer. I already want mindset coaching. I already want messaging strategy. I already want X, Y, and Z. That then is just them looking for who is the right fit person to deliver that result or deliver that solution. Does that make sense? I hope so. That is just a very simple mindset shift. And this is something that I have to speak to with pretty much every single one of my clients. I promise you, if this just hit you like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And even just the way, again, just the way you show up with that mindset is so different, because it also does allow you to get a little bit more into the details of explaining how you do it differently, how the process you take them to, how your solution is different from everybody else. It not only allows you to talk about how your solution is different, but also how you're different, how you're going to bring your unique essence to you and what you offer. Right? This is, I equate it to like having a best friend. You aren't just going to pick anybody who is your best friend. You're going to pick someone who is very similar to you, who you can relate to, who you feel like on a personal level. Because at the end of the day, marketing and messaging is just the business of people. When you can connect with people, when you can understand people, when you can get inside of their subconscious brains, that is when marketing and messaging is just spot on. So that's kind of the first thing I want to say about why I think it's important to infuse more of you into your content. But I want to take it actually a step further, because you might be asking yourself, okay, Ashley, you won me over. How do I do that? How do I show up more me? And I know that sounds so funny, right? It seems like such a simple solution. Oh yeah, you can show up more me. Like, how do I show up more me? It should be easy, right? But it's really funny how much this trips people up. Because one, there's these subconscious thoughts of, okay, I'm going to show up as too much. I'm going to overdo it. And if you are neurodivergent like me, that is a thought that you have all the time is, oh, did I say too much? Did I overdo it? Or you might be thinking, how do I combine or how do I infuse these unique things about me into my messaging, into my brand, into my content? So I have the most wonderful answer to this, and it is astrology and human design. So I am not by any means, I do not consider myself an astrologer, not first anyway. Have I read over 50 books in astrology? Yes. Have I studied it super hard? Yes. Have I taken courses on it? Yes. Do I constantly look at every single person's chart that comes my way and who doesn't think I'm too crazy and gives me all their birth information? Yes. But yes, I love astrology. I love human design. And it's such a really cool and unique way to figure out what are some of these very unique quirks and very unique kind of energetic essences that you have that you can infuse into your content. And there's a few things that I look at when it comes to astrology, and I can do so many other podcasts on that, but I wanted to give you a example today, my own personal example of how I started to use certain aspects into my astrology to figure out what are those kind of weird, quirky, fun pieces of me that would really create a magnetic pull to my clients when I infuse them into my brand messaging. So I'm going to give you a really great example. I am an Aquarius moon, an Aquarius Venus, and an Aquarius North Node. And all three of these aspects, all three of these planets or these placements, because North Node is not a planet, but all three of these placements land in my fifth house. Fifth house in astrology is creativity, self-expression, childlike play, fun, romance. It's also the house of like sexy time, which is really funny. But knowing this, I was like, okay, these elements are very, very important. These placements are going to be very important to me when it comes to what I create in the world. I am an entrepreneur. I am creating all day long. I'm creating content. I'm creating offers. I'm creating relationships. I'm creating connections, right? And as such, having these placements there gives me a key to, oh, these are really important when it comes to showing up, i.e., it's the house of self-expression. So, how I'm showing up when I market and how I am. Yeah, how I'm showing up when I'm marketing, what I'm saying, the energy of what I'm saying it. These are going to be very important. Let me break this down for you. The moon in astrology represents your emotional fulfillment. It is how you process emotions, and it is known just simple forms. It is kind of how you approach emotions. Your emotional, I don't want to say, I don't want to say emotional environment, but your emotional key. Your emotional key. Let's just call it that. The North Node in astrology is what you are going towards in this lifetime. It is the aspects or the attributes or the characteristics that you are working towards in this lifetime. Then Venus is the planet of beauty and love, and it can even be sometimes the planet of abundance and attraction, and that is also in Aquarius. So Aquarius, the sign of Aquarius, is known as a humanitarian sign. It is all about the collective. It's all about bringing groups together. Aquarius is also known as the rebel. They are the ones who go out and they rebel with a cause, right? They're not a rebel without a cause. They are a rebel with a cause. They are the person who is pretty direct. They tend to challenge the status quo. They tend to be very disruptive, but all for the love of other people. They are the fight for the underdog type of sign. Aquariuses also are very intelligent and they go very deep. They are the people who ask why, because they need to understand the ins and outs of what they're fighting for. So knowing all of that, you can then say that I am very emotionally fulfilled when I create things, because it's the house of creation, the house of self-expression. I'm very emotionally fulfilled when I create things that are out of the norm, that are a bit disruptive, that are for the good of humanity. When I talk about or I create things that talk about the topics of how does this affect the collective? How is this affecting your clients? Like I say that all the time. It's not only how's it affecting you, it's also how are what you're doing and your messaging and your marketing, how is it affecting your clients? Yeah, it's great that you are amazing at what you do, but how is that, why does that matter to your clients? I talk about all those things. So I am emotionally fulfilled from that. I find so much emotional enjoyment from things. I also connect to other people on an emotional level through very weird and esoteric things. Aquariuses also are known as the weirdo because they are the rebel. They are different. They're the outcast, the black sheep. I love, love, love to connect to people on very weird and very just out of the norm things. I also really find emotional fulfillment through things, through art and beauty, because my Venus is here. I'll talk about that in a second. That is very different. And this is also why I can love astrology and human design, because it's different. It could be seen as weird to a lot of people or out there to a lot of people. And it used to be that way for me from my upbringing. However, I really enjoy weird things. So now that my Venus is here as well, it means I find love and beauty and I feel beautiful. I feel attracted and people think I'm beautiful and find or are attracted to me. Not that they find me attractive. They are attracted to me when I am doing things a little bit out of the box. I'll give you a great example. I have been doing pottery. I've been throwing on a pottery wheel since summer, June. It's February, the time I am recording this. And so for 6, 7, 8 months, I have been throwing pottery on a wheel. And I love my instructor. She's so freaking sweet, but she's so funny because I don't like my mugs to be, I love to throw mugs and bowls. I don't love them to be unbelievably perfect. I want them to have a little bit of a edge to them. So I don't have a mug with me in front of me to even show you on this video, but it is something that like, I love things that look a little bit different. I like the handles to look a little bit different. I don't like it to be perfectly symmetrical because to me that feels like it is handmade. It feels so beautiful. I don't like perfection. It's funny as Aquariuses usually don't like perfection. It feels too, I don't even know what the word is. It just feels like, why does it have to be perfect? There's beauty in imperfection when it comes to Aquariuses, right? But that's a perfect example. I find beauty and I find things that are a little bit out of the norm or not perfect as very attractive. I find them very attractive. I also feel very attractive when I am dressing a little bit out of the box. I'll give you a great example of this. Taylor Swift has a Venus in Aquarius. If you look at her outfits, if you look at her everyday streetwear, like when she's just going out, not at her shows. All of her stuff is very out there. Like there's weird patterns. Sometimes they don't match, but they just go together. She doesn't like perfectly aesthetic things. She likes it to be a little weird. Also, too, if you look at her, all of her shows that she does, again, I will admit I am not like a die-hard Swiftie fan. I love her marketing genius. I love who she is, but I don't know all of her songs and I'm not looking at all her Easter eggs. But oh, actually, just even that, her Easter eggs, she's doing something very different, very out of the box with her audience. And guess what? That is probably why one of the reasons why she's blown up so much is because she is very attractive to others when she is owning the attributes of Aquarius, when she is owning that she is a little bit different and she's doing things a little bit out of the norm. What other artist ever has been into dropping all of these Easter eggs for their fans? Maybe there's someone out there, but I don't know who it is. But she's doing things out of the box. And Aquarius is all about being different. They're all about doing things outside of the box. And so my Venus being there, I'm really attracted and I'm really attractive to others when I am doing things out of the norm, when I'm doing things that are not the status quo. And she's a perfect, Taylor Swift's also a perfect example. Just look at what she's done in the industry. She is the first to re-record all of her songs in history. Who, what? People thought that was crazy. That was ludicrous, but she did it. She did it and it worked really well for her. And she made them a little bit different when she did it. She's always doing things that are innovative. Aquariuses are super innovative. It's an innovative sign. Pluto just moved into Aquarius after being in Capricorn for 15 plus years. And so we are going to start to see, we're going to start to see a shift through Aquarius themes throughout the next 20 years, with it being Pluto being the planet of death and rebirth and transformation in Aquarius. And because Aquarius is a humanitarian sign, it is about the collective. Look at Taylor Swift and how attentive she is to her community. She will die for her community. She knows that her fans are everything. She appreciates them at every moment, and she does a lot of things for her fans. She even hosted like an actual concert at her home for fans, right? It is something that she embodies and infuses into her brand and who she is. So I share that placement with her. I'm not sure where her Aquarius is, what house it's in. I don't think it's not in the fifth house. I'm pretty sure she's a Scorpio rising. However, she's still using those attributes, but she could be kind of expressing them in a different house because each house stands for something, right? So then on top of that, my North Node is also in Aquarius. North Node is the attributes you were trying to attain in this lifetime. Since it's being an Aquarius, I am here to embody and to basically work in the themes of Aquarius and expressing those themes through childlike play, fun, and self-expression and creation. And since my Venus is here, it's even more important for me to be self-expressive through being different. I will also say I am a Libra rising, so my chart ruler is Venus because Venus rules Libra. So this means this is a very important aspect. What fifth house is where I am meant to be at this moment, right? I am here. I am going to be thriving. And when I am doing my fifth house, my moon is also right in Aquarius. And my 10th house of career and reputation and public image is Cancer. Cancer rules the moon. So when I am embodying my fifth house, my reputation, my career all of a sudden gets a jolt of like expressive energy, and people start to be very attracted to me. So I say all this is why I freaking love astrology. I can go on and on. I say all this because I want to actually give you a wonderful example of how I used this and why you're even listening to this podcast today. So, about 3 years ago, there was this phrase that was going around called posting and ghosting. And it was talking about how people would show up to groups or they would make comments or something and they would post They'd post something, but then they would never actually engage in the comments or engage or answer questions or anything like that. So they were posting and ghosting. And it happened a lot in Facebook groups. Like people would just go in and they would copy and paste the same content in every single Facebook group, but they never actually come and talk to the people who commented or asked questions or whatever. They were just posting and ghosting. And I loved this concept because I believe that type of marketing is going to be obsolete in the next couple of years because your clients are very smart and they want to have a connection with you. And so it was just a good case study to show like, this is a very shitty marketing tactic. Let's not talk about it. However, because I am an Aquarius moon, Aquarius Venus, Aquarius North Node, and it's in my fifth house of creation, I asked myself, how can I create content around this same concept, but obviously put my own perspective and a different spin on it? So I started one day, this is very funny, several years ago, I waited tables at Olive Garden when I was in college. And there was this guy that I worked with and he said this phrase one time and it was so hilarious. It always stuck with me, but basically told me that he had an upset stomach and he like came to the back and he goes, "I feel so bad. I just farted and darted at that table." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "My stomach hurts so bad. And I was taking their order and I couldn't hold it in and I farted." He goes, "And then I got out of there like as quickly as I could because I didn't want them to know that I farted." So he called it farting and darting. And I thought that was so hilarious and it always stuck with me. And so then I was talking about fast forward to people talking about posting and ghosting. I was like, oh, it's like farting and darting. This guy that I used to work at Olive Garden said this all the time. And he would say, I farted and darted. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So then I started talking about it and I mentioned it on a podcast and the person was cracking up and they're like, "Oh my God, that's hilarious. Please say that all the time. Tell that to everyone." So again, I started saying it. And then of course, other fart puns started coming in. And then I was on another podcast and I got introduced as the fart girl. And I was like, okay, this is hilarious. So everyone started knowing me for this phrase and for relating marketing to farts. And I would say, yeah, it's like a really shitty way of marketing, blah, blah, blah. And it was me adding in all these fart puns. And on one of the last podcasts I had, or that I was on, the guy basically said, "You need to start a podcast around this because it's hilarious." And I was like, oh. And so I had a friend who was a creative director. So I literally messaged her and I said, "Hey, would it be weird if we or created a brand around farts for my pod and start a podcast around farts?" And she was like, "Absolutely not. Let's totally do it." And so then I said, "Okay, I think I want to name the podcast No Farting Around," because I also used to say that all the time. I'm like, "Okay, no, stop farting around. Let's go." So that's how the podcast was born. So the podcast became the No Farting Around Show, which you're listening to right now. And then all these fart puns and all these things started happening. And I launched this podcast several years ago and then I shifted and it was too much for me. So I put it on the back burner. And then the end of 2023, I said, oh, I want to start this again, especially with all of these planets and everything moving into Aquarius and me knowing a lot more about astrology. I'm like, yep, this is the perfect. I absolutely loved this podcast. I had so much fun. I got so many clients from this podcast. This podcast made the top 50 podcasts on Apple in the US, which is insane in marketing. And I was like, oh my God, I need to restart this or whatever. So here we are, we're here today. But I want to break this down for you because this podcast, the way that it started, the name, the themes around it are so in alignment with my fifth house, Aquarius, Moon, Venus, and North Node, right? First of all, No Farting Around is very immature. Right? It is. Talking about farts, it's very immature. Fifth house rules childlike play. Literally, I am reverting back to a childlike state when I am talking about no farting around. Also, no farting around, usually that phrase is more of a masculine phrase. It means we get shit done, basically, right? I put my own unique spin on it. And I say, yeah, we don't fart around about not having fun in your marketing, right? Like I took a very serious phrase and I made it unserious, even to the point where I've even said on here before, We are very serious about not being serious. I'm taking this very serious, no farting around phrase, and I am putting a completely different spin on it and making it fun. I'm also creating from a place that speaks 100% to my quirkiness, my disruptiveness, right? Aquariuses are the disruptors. Literally, farts are disruptive. They are literally a loud sound of air coming from your booty butt. Like, how disruptive is that? That's hilarious, right? I'm playing so into these Aquarian themes. I'm also talking about topics on here that have to do with the collective. I'm doing it from a place of, yeah, it's really great that you love what you do and you're great at what you do, but I need to help you be more you because when you're more you, that is when you can go out and serve other people. You can only love others to the capacity that you love yourself. And when I help you love more of you, it's not just benefiting you, it's benefiting the collective. And I'm also out here saying, like, how does it benefit you? Why does it matter? Give me a real life example. Who cares about that? Why should they care about that? And I noticed this with my Leos. If you have a Leo anywhere in your big three, Leo is in my 11th house of groups. And I tend to attract in groups a lot of Leos. And not knocking on my Leos because I love you guys so much. You are the celebrity archetype. But a lot of you guys come from a me place. And it's more of a how can I be seen? How can I be valued? How could other people recognize and notice me? Which, cool, great, but that happens when you go out and you recognize others, when you value others, when you show up from a place of this is not about me, it's about them. That's when it starts to work. That's when your marketing actually attracts the people who love and adore you, right? Which is what you want. But you just think, oh, if I just show up more, if I'm louder, or if I show up, I'm just more special, then people will pay attention to me. But it's the complete opposite. And I say this because I talk a lot about that. How can you go out and serve others? How is what you're doing benefiting everybody else? And how is what you're doing not only benefiting others in a positive way, but also how is it hindering others? This is why I talk a lot about subconscious patterns and your mindset is, or your messaging is a reflection of your mindset because a lot of you guys are subconsciously sending out messages telling your clients they're doing everything wrong. And again, this is all subconscious. It's not like you are intentionally doing this. Nope. I don't believe if you're listening to this, you are intentionally doing that. But it is just how we were raised, it's how we were wired, it's the normal type of communication that we were brought up in. And so we're trying to shift that narrative. And that's why I talk a lot about speaking to the subconscious of your ideal clients. Because when you speak to the subconscious of your ideal clients, that is when they actually change. That is when transformation happens. I'm going to give you a really great example. Just this past weekend, I went to a marriage conference with my husband. We go there all the time. We go there. We've gone pretty much every year. I think we took 1 year off when everything was happening with COVID, but it's really great. But the guy was talking about how the person who was running it was saying a lot of couples come to me and they just say they need better communication. And he said, so today we're going to work on how to better communicate. And that sounds really great. Sounds great. Doesn't sound negative. However, my mind immediately goes, it's not about better communication. Because here's the thing, communication is just an It's just a energy exchange of actions or words. Yelling at each other is a form of communication. When you're saying I need to communicate better, does that mean I need to yell more? I need to yell better. It's not, the root of the problem is not better communication. The root of the problem is a lack of connection because you can be yelling at each other, but if what you're yelling at each other is not being understood by the other person, that's what leads to the yelling in the first place. So it's not about better communication. It's about better connection. It's about better understanding of what the other person is saying. And here's the thing, that means that the words that they are saying and the energy behind those words are very important. But it's What words are you using? What's the energy behind those words you're using? It's all around that specific person's thought pattern and their history and their background. This is NLP and called the meta model. But you need to understand that. And when you understand that about your ideal clients, when you understand that about the people in your spaces, that's when things really start to hit. So that went on a little bit of a tangent there. Yes. However, this podcast, back to what I was saying, this podcast is a perfect, perfect example of how I have used the aspects of my astrology to really step into my messaging and to my marketing in a way that is so aligned with me and who I am. And I have a ton of fun here. And this podcast gets, I don't even really market this podcast, and I get views after views or listens or whatever, listen over and over again. And I don't even know where they're coming from, because really, truly, I've only marketed this podcast a couple times. But because I am showing up in such an energetic alignment, it resonates with people and it hits. And it is 100% in alignment with my moon, my Aquarius moon, my Aquarius North node, and my Aquarius Venus. I say this because I love to use astrology with my clients. I love to use human design with my clients. I will also say this, in human design, I am an open head, open ajna, open throat. For me, speaking spontaneously about the things that I'm thinking and the thought patterns that I have, I'm also a generator, so I'm here to respond. And because my open head, open ajna, open throat, and I'm a generator here to respond, all of those are basically doorways for things to come to me, for me to then think about, process, and speak about from things I have observed outside of me, right? Things I have responded to outside of me. If I sat here and tried to bullet point everything I was going to talk about on this podcast, it would not feel good to you. You would stop listening 2 minutes in. Probably not even that. You probably just wouldn't listen at all. But because I know those aspects of myself, and then I also am combining it with my Aquarius moon, Aquarius North node, and Aquarius Venus, it literally created something that is so me and allows me to get up on stages and talk about farts and sharts and people recognizing and finding me attractive for those things. They're being attracted to me for those things and what I'm talking about. So I hope this was helpful. If you want to work with me and go through your astrology and see how this matches with you and how you can step more into your messaging, create content that is super magnetic to your ideal clients through your unique essence, through your unique energetic map, let me know. Send me a message. I have an email below. You can send me an email. You can come join me over on my socials and send me a message over there. But this is the first thing I do when I work with my clients through my signature match method is the energetic map. And then we go through your energetic map and figure out all of your things astrology-wise. And then we immediately go to aligning your offer, right? Because I also believe that your offer comes before your ideal client. And so we align your offer to your unique gifts, your unique patterns, and also things that have worked in the past, because most of the entrepreneurs I work with are already successful in business. So they know what works and what doesn't. And we evaluate those things. And then we combine them with what their astrology and human design say, their unique blueprint on how to operate energetically in this world is on their astrology and human design. And sometimes I pull the gene keys. However, we do that. We align their offer. Then we target their ideal client, because we also can see who your ideal client is in your astrology. What? So I look at the energetic frequencies that you need to be speaking into and aligning yourself with when it comes to your ideal client, as well as we look at what ideal clients you have worked with in the past through my 5A method. So I combine a lot of astrology and strategy. I'm a very strategical person. I have a stellium in Capricorn, which is a very grounded, foundational, strategical sign. So I'm a little bit of both, which is amazing. So I combine a lot of that strategy that I also have went to school and worked 20 plus years in, and then adding a lot of the astrology as well. So we target who your ideal client is through what your astrology chart says, as well as who you've enjoyed working with in the past, and going through the strategic way of the 5A method. Then we connect everything together in your messaging. We connect everything together in your messaging. That is C. So this is going through my hypno content framework. This is going through your marketing strategy and actually your brand messaging, all of those things, infusing everything together. And then the H in the end is the having energy. We do a lot of energetics, a lot of mindset work and hypnotherapy. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. We do a lot of that to be able to hold it. Once you have this, because a lot of my clients tend to start to skyrocket their success pretty quickly. And I want to be able to make sure they can hold that energetically, that they are able to sustain that and they're not going through feast or famine months. So we do a lot of energetics. We do a lot of mindset work. We do a lot of hypnotherapy, and we do a lot of looking at the transits and all of that as well within your astrology. And that kind of happens throughout the whole process. But that's how I work with my clients. Pretty much my group offers and my one-on-one offers go through that same system, that same process. And then I also have a one-off offer that is just your astrology, human design, marketing blueprint. So it's a 30 pages PDF where I go through your entire astrology. And that is that's basically going through the M of the match method. Yeah. And I just have that if that's something that you're interested in. So if any of those offers tickle your fancy, just send me a message and we can chat about if you're a good fit. But I hope you found this podcast helpful. And I'd love to know, what are some of the things that you've seen already in your astrology? What are some of the questions that you have? And I'd be happy to do any podcasts on them and answer them. But yes, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.